Good morning, everybody. So we're here. It's the beginning of the week. It's Monday. Looking for an arrest. I think Juanito might be calling in at any moment to let me know. We've been missing each other on the phone calls, but looks like the week is here, folks. Looks like things are going to get started. A lot of protests are starting. Be careful with these protests, folks. You got to be careful. I understand you got to show your love for the president. You got to be out there. You got to do your thing. But I don't know. This is when shit happens. Just saying. This is when shit happens. You cannot trust these people. Folks, you can Venmo me, D-Rod1977, D-ROD1977. When the lights go out on Amazon, this is a book I wrote on my iPhone, and it only took me about a month. It's about 300 pages. I think I did okay. I used an editor for the grammatical errors, but other than that, it's all me. I wrote the entire book myself. And then my mama's book, The Mexican Mix, on Amazon as well. Leave her an honest review. They're both good for gifts, folks. Do a little bundle package. Yeah. Oh, boy. Let's get on with some Virtual Shield 1. You need this, especially in today's day and age, with all the theft happening. So even though 2023 just started, Americans have already lost over $5.8 billion to cyber crimes like fraud and identity theft. This is why I've been using today's sponsor, Virtual Shield 1. That's Virtual Shield 1 for the past year and absolutely love it, folks. Thanks to Virtual Shield 1, my identity is monitored and protected for data breaches, advertisers, and cyber criminals. This advanced identity theft protection suit provides 24/7 peace of mind, which we can all use today. Peace of mind and protection, it's easy to use, protects your entire family, and comes with a massive 1 million insurance policy. To start monitoring and protecting your identity, protect yourself starting now with 78% off. Wow, 78% off, folks. Discount for life. Use my link in the description box below. Every sign up using this link will get a 60-day total risk-free trial of Virtual Shield 1. You got to do it, folks. You got to do it. Virtual Shield 1. Folks, Spotify is Nino's Corner. I'm going to run through this and then get into the nitty-gritty. You like my pink shirt today? I'm wearing pink today. I feel pinkish. Pink with my light blue cap. All right. Spotify. Yeah. Yes, he's weird. Spotify, Nino's Corner. Telegram, Nino's Corner. I think they've been working on the spam on Telegram, and I think it's starting to come together. Getter, Nino's Corner. Rumble, Nino's Corner. True Social is David Rodriguez Boxer. Go to my True Social today. Instagram is David Nino Rodriguez Boxer. Twitter is taking off like wildfire, finally. Nino Boxer on Twitter. And then Bing right there, Patriot Wear. Go get yourself some cool gear, shirts. I got shirts, jerseys, pantalones, y zapatos, que más? I got everything. What else do you want? What else do I got? I got drinkware. I got cool little like thermal mugs, coffee mugs with Sancho. You guys don't like the clean-shaven David, do you? You don't like it. You like the Sancho look. That's all right. I try, folks. I try. Oh, boy. Nino's Corner.tv. Juan O'Savin is coming on again. I don't know. I might have him today or tomorrow. I got Danion Brinkley today. We all love Danion Brinkley. Danion Brinkley brings a lot of hope to this. He is a literal near-death experiencer that died like, I don't know if it's three times or eight times. Something crazy. Something off the charts. Came back. Had visions. Crossed over to the other side. Had visions about exactly what's happening today. Everything that's happening today, folks, he had visions of. Back in the 70s, he got struck by lightning. The only other person I know that's been struck by lightning, okay, is Jim Caviezel. And Jim Caviezel got struck by lightning while he was playing Jesus. So that's, to me, what's that tell you? I don't know. I always wondered about that. And Dustin Nemos is coming on, as always. We got him. He's a fan favorite. I got Laura Eisenhower coming on as well. Folks, Brad Olson, you don't want to miss this. I'm going to put this on YouTube tomorrow. The unedited version will be on ninoscorner.tv. Get over there. We're ahead of the ball, folks. We've been ahead of the ball. This Trump arrest thing, how long have we been talking about it? I don't know, maybe a year and a half. Juan said this a year ago to me, a year and a half ago on my channel, but he's been talking about it for about 2 years now. So the gut punch is here. Nothing Juan says comes true. Well, he's right. He's always been in that sphere, like him or hate him. He's in that sphere, folks. Brad Olson is fired because he talks about all roads leading to Antarctica. And I'm going to put that on ninoscorner.tv. You can see it first there. He's been to Antarctica. I mean, he really drives a nail into the flat earthers' theories. I've never been to space. I don't know. I know they're lying. I know NASA's lying. But to what extent? I don't know. I think all the photos are CGI. I don't think we went to the moon. You won't convince me ever, okay? You'll never convince me that we went. All right, folks. But Brad Olson is a fire guest. And without further ado, turn down your volume. Turn down your volume. Don't let people hear this. Because it's going to get crazy. Coming at you live from the apocalypse, folks. Yeah, baby. Yeah. Look at that. See that right there? Oh, that's a tendon that snapped when I was boxing. And the dent is still there. Ah. Yeah, that hurt. And I was in sparring. And boom, I hit this guy the left hook and pop. I'm going to do a little fight analysis, a fight prediction on Ryan Garcia and Gervonta Davis probably later on this week, maybe today. I think if they just wait two more years with Ryan Garcia and develop him the right way, you can unleash him on the world then. I think this is a huge risk, but we'll get into that in another video. So let's talk about Trump protests start. It's here. People are going to go crazy. People are pissed, folks. I'm pissed. We're all pissed. But I was told this was going to happen 2 years ago, and it is the gut punch. So let's be calm and understand that we've expected this for a long time. These are panic moves from the deep state. I don't care what anyone tells you. They're running out of options. This is a Soros-contrived arrest. This is Soros. So DeSantis comes out, and this is going to be the rise of DeSantis. And I'm going to tell you right now, folks, I want to like the guy. I want to like him. But there's only one horse in this race, and it's Trump. I don't care what this guy says, how he deflects, how he does damage control. He's not the guy. He is just not the guy for this time in history. That's all I can tell you, folks. When your Bush family's behind you, okay, and you got all these big donors, all these rhinos behind you, look no further. Look no further. That's all you got. I don't care if he turns. Remember what I said. I don't care if he turns water into wine. This guy is a snake. And I'll go to my deathbed saying this. He is a critical, critical mistake. He's just the other side of the coin, folks. That's all he is. So DeSantis. I can't read my writing. That's great. We cannot get, he's saying he cannot get involved in this and won't be involved in this. I have no interest in getting involved in some type of manufactured circus by Soros and a Soros DA. He is trying to do he said something about a political spectacle. So that's his statement. Very smart move. He sidestepped it. He's not really getting involved. I don't want to be involved. I'm just kind of out of it. I would say the same thing. I don't trust this guy. And I'm telling you that right now. And I know it's unpopular with a lot of people, especially in Florida. Oh, he's done so much for us here in Florida. All right. These are the people you got to watch for, man. That's all I'm saying. Folks, the general's tent is going to be fire. I have SGN on coming on today on the general's tent. Your welcome gifts are getting shipped off today. You'll get them in the next week or so, maybe 2 weeks at most. You get an autographed when the lights go out book from moi. You get 12 annual gifts with a welcome surprise, folks. You're going to really like this welcome surprise, by the way. It's really cool. It's really, really cool. So these are all for the General's Tent. Remember, the General's Tent is today. You'll be receiving your emails today with a link, with a Zoom link to enter into the tent. SG Anon is the first general in the tent. You'll be able to interact with me and SG Anon. We'll get to war game together. It's not late. You can still sign up today and get involved. SG Anon is the first general today in the tent. It's every month you get to talk to a general. So this time it's SG Anon. It's going to be 4:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, folks. 4:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. It's going to be fire. So this timing for Ron to start making moves couldn't be better, folks. It can't be better. They're going to crash Trump. They're going to bring Trump. They're going to smother him. And they're going to bring this guy in to be the golden child. And they're going to be smart in doing this. They're going to be very smart in lifting DeSantis. They're going to make him look like, ooh, I'm pristine. I'm clean. I have no part in this, folks. I want no part of this Trump garbage, this black cloud over Trump. Whatever they're doing, I have no part in it. They're separating him from the mess to look clean and pristine. And I'm telling you, he's no different than Pence. He's no different than Biden. He's just the other side of the coin. They're smart, folks. They're smart. And I'm the most unpopular. I'm the black sheep of broadcasting, folks. I don't care. I don't give a shit what people say. So as Trump collects more dirt, Ron looks like the obvious choice. But I got something else to say, folks. You can throw Trump into a dumpster. You can throw Trump into a dumpster. But he'll come out shining and smelling like roses. This is only going to benefit Trump. This whole spectacle is only going to benefit Trump. And the only way, and I'm going to say it right here, I will ever trust DeSantis is if he doesn't run against Trump, but joins Trump. If he joins Trump as a VP, my whole outlook on this man will change. That's the only way. That's the only way my outlook on this guy will change. No other way. As of right now, I'm calling it the way it is. He's a deep state pawn, and he's used to cause division in the patriot community, and he's a snake. That's it. He's a snake. He's a snake in the grass, and they come like this. So Juan sent me a text. I think he sent a few people this. On the numbers, any day from today till March 29th could work for the arrest. But tomorrow works best because it's a palindrome number. They all are, but this one specifically with double meaning. So if you look at the date of tomorrow, it's 3/21/23, which is 321-123. 321, it's a powerful number. And they could use that. 3-2-1-2-3. 3-2-1-2-3. So I thought they would use a skull. I guess they're all. I mean, this whole month is a powerful month, according to these psychopaths, okay? But same forwards. So it's the same forwards and backwards, folks. It's the same forward 3-2-1-2-3. Now, these people are occultists and are very concerned for ritualistic power. At the bottom, at the very underlying current in all this is Satanists. How nice is that? Would you have ever guessed when you were growing up? It's also within 24 hours of the spring equinox, which occurs this afternoon, DC time, dark to light. So is it going to happen tomorrow? Could happen today even. It could happen today, tomorrow, or 3/22. Let's see what happens, folks. Let's see what happens. They're occultist numbers. But breaking on my desk right now, as all this is happening, as all of this is compiling and coming together, here's what else is happening, folks. Escalation of World War III, or as some like to call it, World War IV. NATO has 300,000 combat-ready troops plus equipment very close to the Russian border right now. We have two carriers very close as well. This looks like it's going to happen very, very soon, folks. Very soon. So all of this is going to culminate together. It's all coming to a big pimple pop. Boom! So George Soros is exposed as major force behind Trump's prosecution and imminent arrest. President Donald Trump reacted to the news of his imminent arrest in New York by pointing out that the Manhattan District Attorney's Office leader is funded by George Soros. That guy's like 90. How old is this guy? He's like, how are you still evil this old? How? You must not believe in he doesn't believe in an afterlife, obviously, because he knows where he's going. That's why these people are transhumanist. It's either they're trying to break the karmic wheel. They don't want to keep coming back. Maybe they believe in reincarnation and they believe it's a prison planet. Or they're going to hell. They're going to hell and they know they have to try to live forever to avoid that. I don't know. This guy's 90-something years old. 90. How old is he? Can someone tell me how old George Soros is? He's in his 90s, isn't he? How are you this evil at 90? You're disgusting. You're pathetic. Like, yeah, too old. Exactly. So Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg, who Donald Trump is referring to in his post, was elected in November 2021 with indirect backing from left-wing billionaire George Soros, who gave $1 million to the Color of Change PAC, which spent it to elect Bragg. The Color of Change PAC is a radical activist group that describes itself as the nation's largest online racial justice organization. Fox News reported that Soros has funneled $40 million into district attorneys' campaigns nationwide, including Bragg's. Remember, folks, from what I understand about Trump, this guy's got to be – this works for both sides. This works for both sides. And the way I understand it, which I was told he was going to be arrested a long time ago. I've been waiting for this for a while. He's got to be out of the picture for what's coming. That's the way I understand it. It's best he's out of the picture anyway. He cannot have any kind of involvement on what's to come, from what I understand, okay? That's just – what I'm getting from the people that I talk to. Michael Cohen is asked to be available in case witness is called to discredit him in Trump grand jury investigation, sources say. So an attorney may be called before a Manhattan grand jury on Monday to discredit star witness Michael Cohen in the investigation into former President Donald Trump, two sources confirmed on CBS News. Cohen, Trump's former personal attorney. Well, thanks, Axel. Thanks, Axel. Come here. Come here. Axel wants to say hi, and he locked out my lighting. Can you guys give me a second? All right, let me give you that. I'll be right back. Axel. Yes, I got a Barbie pillow for my back. Axel, thanks, buddy. You know how to fuck up a show. All right, folks. So, what was I saying? Anyway, this works for both sides. You got to love the dog. You got to love the puppy. So, Trump's former personal attorney has been asked to be available if needed before the grand jury, which is investigating an alleged hush money payment Cohen made to adult film star Stormy Daniels ahead of the 2016 election, according to two people familiar with the matter. Yes, it's Barbie. It's Barbie. It's for my back, folks. Give me a break. It's for my back. I use it for my back. DC Drano tweets, this is why they're distracting the country with the Trump indictment. They're desperate to get people to not focus on the fact that the U.S. financial system is effectively insolvent. Banks hold over $600 billion in unrealized losses. If everyone tries to pull their money out, it absolutely collapses, folks. And what's going on with the New York City law enforcement? There's a court stenographer down there that we know of that are they're getting ready for Trump to arrive. And they're waiting any day now. And we got word on this. New York's law enforcement sources telling me, and I got this off a tweet on this one, that the Manhattan's DA's office is in absolute chaos right now. They're telling me about 60% of the office wants to no part of this. 60%, folks, wants no part of this. And wishes Bragg and Reese would just stop the nonsense. They all know there is no crime. This is all for spectacle. Apparently, it's all being driven by a small group of radicals at the top. We all know this. It's another last panic move. And I've been saying this. If you go back to a few of my videos before, I've been saying this. Here comes the scary bit. Right after the J6 stuff, I said, what's the playbook, the deep state playbook? Scary bit. What happened right after that video? My video is timestamped. Go look. Deep state playbook. Bank failures, and what else? Now a Trump arrest. It's all happening. March Madness goes along with what Boponi says and goes along with what Juanito says. So protest. Trump literally triples down on a call for action by supporters over potential indictment arrest. In an afternoon follow-up on True Social, ex-president and 2024 GOP candidate Donald Trump tripled down on his earlier call for supporters to come out and protest of what he says will be his arrest on Tuesday of this week. After he posted an all caps rant on Saturday morning, the internet and political news exploded with speculation and reactions, including both Rep. Maxine Waters. Maxine Waters. Oh, you got to love her. And MSNBC's Rachel Maddow. Mad Cow. I'll always call her Mad Cow. Join those saying Trump was implicitly calling for domestic terror and another January 6th type. You got to be careful, folks. We have got to be careful with this. Tread lightly. Keep your phones out. Record everything. There might be another Ray Epps in the crowd. I'm just saying, record everything. If someone looks suspicious, if someone's trying to get you to do violent things, call them out on the spot and record it. Record it right then and there. It's up to us, folks. New York City is bracing for unrest after Trump calls for protests over possible arrest and indictment. The New York Police Department and U.S. Secret Service are huddling to prep for Donald Trump's possible indictment in Manhattan after the former president said he expected to be arrested this week. Here's what I don't understand. Now, maybe some of you can clarify this. How do you know when you're going to get arrested? They send you a memo? How do you know? This is where I'm kind of like, well, how do you know you're going to be arrested? They never tell me when I got arrested. They just came and got me. We will use all of our available sources. One New York Police Department officer said on Sunday, noting that the department's strategic response group, which responds to civil unrest and major events, this is a role and agency, and when needed, they will be called in. So they're getting ready for major damage control. Officials from several agencies met on Sunday and are expected to confer again on Monday, according to sources. Trump took to his Truth Social site over the weekend and said he expects to be arrested Tuesday on an indictment stemming from Bragg's ongoing probe into alleged hush money paid to porn star Stormy Daniels in the lead up to the 2016 election. Daniels, didn't he already beat her in court civilly? Can you guys correct that? Can you fact check that for me? Did he? They're reaching for straws, folks. They have nothing else. But as long as they can put dirt, and trust me when I say this, as long as they can put as much dirt in a black cloud over Trump, as long as they can do that, they can lift who? DeSantis. They got two horses in the race. The only horse they don't have is Trump. They can't take it. They can't stand it because they know if he wins, they're in trouble. I still think this has to happen before. I still have my hopes about that. Officials prep for protests as MAGA create a patriot moat around Mar-a-Lago. With former President Donald Trump insisting he's going to be arrested as early as Tuesday, meetings have reportedly been held between city, state, and federal law enforcement agencies to prepare for mass protests and riots. The talks come as far right. Anything from the left, right from the left is far right. So far right forums have overflowed with ideas of how to keep Trump out of the clink. With one person suggesting Trump supporters should create a patriot moat around the former president's estate at a Mar-a-Lago in South Florida so law enforcement can't even enter. Don't fall into their trap. Be smart, folks, please. We don't need another black eye. Donald Trump's post claiming he'll be arrested Tuesday could see him denied bail. Listen to this. Denied bail over fears he'll try to incite another January 6th riot or arraignment hearing, former federal prosecutor says. So Glenn Kershire claimed Trump's post could affect his terms for his release. Former Fed prosecutor compared post to those Trump made January 6th. So they're saying he's doing the same thing he did January 6th, which we know the truth about now, right? After Fox put it out there, you know what happened. But they're saying, he might be denied bail, folks. He's inciting. So a former federal prosecutor warned Saturday that former President Donald Trump's social media post sharing details of his expected arrest could see him denied bail. I'd have a hard time imagining Trump in a jail cell. I don't know. I just don't see it. Oh boy. Identity of Monday's Supreme surprise witness testifying before New York grand jury revealed. President Trump says witness will supposedly present conclusive and irrefutable evidence clearing him. It once appeared certain that President Donald Trump was set to be arrested and marched away in handcuffs Tuesday. Now this may not happen at all. As TGP's Joe Hoft has reported, Trump's indictment is on hold until one more witness testifies. Trump calls the man a highly respected lawyer. He says the witness supposedly has conclusive and irrefutable evidence totally exonerating him. The lawyer also once represented disgraced felon Michael Cohen, who may testify Monday as well. So I guess today is the day they're testifying. And I put this out. DeSantis already made a statement. But I said, you know, let's put a challenge out to DeSantis and see how he responds to this. But instead, he's saying, I don't want no part of this. Because he's planning to run, folks. Like I said, I'd only trust DeSantis if he joined forces with Trump. Running against the man, I got one horse in this race. Everyone else is controlled. When the Bush family is behind someone like DeSantis, you know there's something's up. The gig is up. I'm not sure how many people understand this, but Trump is being charged on state charges in New York, not federal charges. Trump is a resident of Florida, meaning as long as he hides out in Florida, New York doesn't have jurisdiction. DeSantis would have to approve an extradition of Trump to New York. So it would have to be approved by DeSantis. Thank you very much, Ms. Lauren. So this is the governor's discretion. These aren't federal charges, so New York can't just go gangbusters at Mar-a-Lago. If DeSantis signs the extradition request, his political career as we know it would be over. He'd be worse than Pence. So I think he's reading this stuff, folks. If he doesn't sign them, he becomes a hero to MAGA and possibly becomes the de facto nominee for 2024. So to me, he's making moves for his presidential run. Or he mends fences with Trump and forms a unity ticket with himself as VP. That's what I say. If he forms a unity ticket with Trump, my whole opinion on DeSantis will change. It'll change, folks. If he forms a unity ticket with Trump, I'll take everything back I said about DeSantis. But that's only if he joins the force Not the dark side. Not the dark side. He's got to join the good side, the light side. Okay? He's got to prove that to us, folks. You can't go against Trump. You just can't. MAGA supporters call for Governor DeSantis to deploy National Guard to protect ex-president and Mar-a-Lago from possible arrest and plan a Patriot moat at the Florida mansion as GOP chiefs accuse Manhattan DA of abusing his power. Trump supporters are demanding that Ron DeSantis refuse to extradite the former president to New York. Some are even demanding to he call in the National Guard as fans say they will surround Mar-a-Lago and block traffic. This is going to be a shit show like you've never seen, folks. The former president urged his supporters to protest as he claimed he will be arrested Tuesday on criminal charges. Let's see. But like I say, Juan called it here first on NinosCorner.tv. If you're not at NinosCorner.tv, you're behind the ball, folks. DeSantis plays on America's divisions as he readies for a 2024 campaign. In his keynote address at the 2024 Democratic National Convention, Barack Obama famously said, "There is not a liberal America or a conservative America. There is a United States of America." Florida Ron DeSantis disagrees. Preparing for a potential run in 2024, DeSantis has delivered three notable speeches this year. His second inaugural address, a speech at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library and Museum, and most recently, his State of the State address. What has emerged is a message of red state, mostly Floridian primacy, and blue state inferiority of what he describes as Florida's culture of freedom and anti-wokeness contrasted with failing leftist governance in blue states and the threat to freedom from a biomedical security state imposed by Washington. If Obama's rhetoric was the best aspirational, the country has already been polarized and became even more so during his presidency. DeSantis's message is confrontational, framed as a conflict that demands to be won outright. Talk of national unity, the currency of many successful presidential candidates, is fleeting to non-existence. He's going for it, man. I don't see how he's not. He's going for it. Now, I've heard from some people that I trust as well that they – I'm even reluctant to say it here, but that he could join forces with Trump. And I need to go easier on DeSantis. We'll see. I'm not going easy until I see it. So from New York law enforcement sources, Alvin Bragg isn't smart enough to orchestrate the Trump prosecution. He's an incompetent figurehead. He's not the one to watch. His deputy, Meg Rice, is behind this. She's a close Soros operative and committed radical with significant global connections. Rice has probably had more impact on radical weaponized prosecutors around the country than any other single individual. Folks, how am I doing on my show? I'm trying to bring you the best news. I put it in pieces. I put it together chronologically for you all. How am I doing? I would just like to know how I'm doing here. Can't we go back to the Barbie pillow, Nino? Yes, it's a Barbie. It was my niece's pillow, okay? It works for my back. Virtually every campaign finance violation involves either spending other people's money illegally or taking money into your own campaign that you shouldn't. Trump did neither, folks. He didn't either. He used his own money to resolve a private dispute irrespectively of any campaign. The impending indictment is based on an untested, tortured legal theory. This is an absurd abuse of criminal process in our politics. It must be seen to the partisan pathetic ploy it is. Trump 24. I'm never going to live that one down, am I? I'm never going to live down the Barbie pillow. Oh, boy. Elon Musk warns Trump indictment will backfire, predicts a landslide re-election. Tesla CEO Elon Musk on Saturday predicted that former President Donald Trump will be reelected in a landslide victory if he is to be indicted next week by the Manhattan District Attorney's Office. You mean if it's fair? You mean if it's fair, right? Excuse me. Am I crazy? 400,000 gallons, folks. 400,000 gallons of radioactive water has leaked in November to Minnesota Utility. The Minnesota Utility Company says an electric utility company announced Thursday that one of the Minnesota plants leaked 400,000 gallons of radioactive water last year. The leak of water containing tritium from Zell's Energy Monticello nuclear power plant poses no health and safety risk. Oh, sure. No health and safety risk. Don't worry about that. To the local community or the environment. Really? They have the balls to say that? The Minnesota-based utility said in a statement, monitoring efforts confirm the leaked water is fully contained on site and has not been detected by any local drinking water, according to the Xcel Energy. Yeah, I trust them. Trains keep derailing all over the country, including Thursday in Washington. What's going on? Denver, since a fiery Ohio derailment on February 3rd, trains have derailed in Florida, West Virginia, Michigan, Oklahoma, Alabama, and Nebraska. On Wednesday evening, the BNSF freight train carrying corn syrup derailed in West Arizona. On Thursday, another BNSF train derailed in Washington State, spilling diesel fuel on tribal land along Puget Sound. I don't know if that's the right way you say it. Data shows these derailments are not unusual. Every day, the nation's railroads move millions of tons of raw materials and finished goods around the country on about 140,000 miles of rails, but their safety record is getting new attention amid the ongoing scrutiny of East Palestine derailment disaster. Sure. And all our food processing plants are burning down too, right? I guess that happens every year as well. Yeah, right. Sure. Here's what's going on. If you know anything about the Ohio derailment, you'll know that they're building 15-minute cities next to there. The plans are there. They're going to be online soon. Everyone's going to be herded. They're going to be kicked out of these rural areas and herded into 15-minute cities, folks. Okay? The gig is up. The gig is up. I'm here to tell you the gig is up. That's why Trump comes out and calls for freedom cities. Okay? It's a direct counterpunch to what they're doing, which is 15-minute cities. The World Economic Forum, the globalist plan to herd everybody into these 15-minute cities with your electric car. Because your electric car can just be turned off if you do something wrong. See how they're doing this, folks? And they're doing it all under the guise of climate. You got to care for the planet. Because we all do, deep down, we don't want to hurt animals. We want to care for the climate. That's how they get you. That's how they get you. HSB Bank in London, who recently bought out the British division of Bankrupt SVB, is on fire. It's on fire. Have you seen the video of this? It's up in flames. Lots of shenanigans going on. So, situation in Ukraine. ISCC judges issue arrest warrants against Vladimir Putin and Maria Alkazovenya Lohanga. Today, 17th of March, 2023, pretrial chamber 2 of the International Criminal Court, ICC of the court, issued warrants of arrest for two individuals in the context of a situation in Ukraine, Mr. Vladimir Vasilyevich Putin and Ms. Maria Halkarzanya-Lavrovolaya. Anyway, they're issuing arrest warrants. It's a long article. Are there trolls? Are there trolls in my chat? Where's my mods at? Where's my mods at? Oy vey. Governor seeks court authorization to the scenes. Let's pay attention to this. Pay close attention to this. Governor seeks court authorization to detain citizens in quarantine camps. The governor of New York has gone back to court seeking permission to detain citizens of her state in, you know what, without notice, without rights, and for as long as some state chosen health officials say is needed. Anyway, folks, I don't want to go too much into this, but look into it yourself, because this type of stuff is not welcomed on YouTube. Who's the governor of New York? Is it Kathy Hochul? Let's get to some border news, folks. Border news. And border news, Democratic rep says he might vote in favor of impeaching Mayorkas over border wall construction. A House Democrat, and listen to why he wants to impeach this guy. A House Democrat said he might vote in favor of impeaching Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas over the construction of 230 construction, over the construction of 230-foot walls at the border with Mexico. Juan Vargas, a Democrat from California, said at a press conference on Friday that he might vote for an impeachment resolution if Republicans bring up against Mayorkas, though a different reasoning than his GOP colleagues. While Republicans have slammed Mayorkas and the Biden administration for high numbers of undocumented immigrants coming into the country, Vargas said he might vote to impeach Mayorkas over the issue of the border walls being built at Friendship Park in San Diego. See, they don't want border walls. They want the influx of these immigrants. Why? Because it gets rid of borders, folks. I just talked to one of my workers the other day, and listen to this shit. He was, this is true. He's out there right now. He might be listening to me. He was renting out his RV, okay, an RV. I don't know where it is. I don't know where it was. It's in El Paso, to a family, okay? He had a good heart, and he's like, I just wanted them to get on their feet again. He was renting out his RV, and he noticed, hey, after about a month and then 2 months go by, he wasn't getting his rent. Well, he found out that this illegal immigrant family that he was trying to help had a side hustle. And the side hustle was they were bringing people from Mexico, 10 to 20 at a time, to stay in the RV, and they were costing $2,500 a person. They were making $2,500 a person. Guess what, folks? They made $350,000 and just took off to open a business in Mexico. Not even here. They made that much fucking money. Okay? It's a racket, and a lot of people are making money here, and a lot of people are getting rich. But they were very pobre. They were very poor, David. They needed to get on their feet. They needed to get on their feet, David. Okay, David, you better have sympathy. You better have sympathy. They're rich now. They have more money than most people on here. But they were charging $2,500 a head. And they made $350,000. Well, that's some good money. That's some good dinero. Latina mom fights Texas school board over seducing hooker game played in the middle school student. A seducing hooker game played with middle school students. A formerly woke Latina mother was engaged in a nearly six-month battle with a Texas public school after a teacher played a game with the students asking them to pose as a seducing hooker. On September, these liberal nutcases are teaching your kids. I totally agree with people homeschooling. I get it. I'll never argue that ever again. I get it now. On September 2nd, 2022, a teacher in a social emotional learning class at Kip Porter Academy, a public charter school, taught a role-playing game to students called Bear Hunter Hooker, an adult drinking game version of Rock, Paper, Scissors. The seventh grade students were asked to strike a pose in front of the class as a seducing hooker with one hand on their hip and another behind their ear, a hunter pointing an imaginary gun and scaring bear with his paws up. This is crazy. These teachers are nuts, man. Anything goes with liberal ideology. You just chip away at it until you got nothing. Nothing. No morals, no ethics. Anything goes as long as it feels good. As long as it feels good to you, you are your own God. And if it pleases you, that's all that matters. And we got to convince everybody else or force everybody else to believe what we believe. They're worse than Bible thumpers. I thought the Jehovah's Witnesses were bad at my door. Nothing's worse than a liberal or a vegan. A vegan. Have you ever tried to eat a steak in front of a vegan? And what the fuck news? And what the fuck news? Get this one, folks. I think this might be the tops. This might be the biggest one yet, okay? I think I scored with this one. Listen to this. Tell me if you think this is not the biggest what the fuck news ever. Oklahoma man who cut out victim's heart sentenced to life in prison. An Oklahoma man who had been released from prison in 2021 as part of a mass commutation effort, was sentenced to life in prison for subsequently killing his neighbor and cutting her heart out. Lawrence Paul Anderson, 42, pleaded guilty Wednesday to 3 counts of first-degree murder and a single count of each of assault with a deadly weapon and felony maiming, according to Associated Press. Anderson was sentenced to life in prison without parole as part of a plea deal. The prosecutors dropped plans for the death penalty following a request from the victim's family. The AP reported, after the sentencing, the prosecutor, Jason Hicks, said in a news conference that the victim's family did not wish to endure the pain of a trial. On February 9th, 2021, Anderson stabbed Andrea Lynn Blankenship, 41, to death and cut her heart out and took her heart to his uncle and aunt, Leon Pye and Desley Pye. When the officers forced their way inside, they found Leon Pye and his granddaughter dead. Desley Pye, who was also stabbed, was rushed to a hospital for treatment. The other person inside the home was Anderson, who Desley Pye identified as a person who attacked her family, authorities said. Anderson allegedly confessed to killing Blankenship on February 12, 2021, while in custody at a local hospital. Officers went to her home and found her body. Search warrant affidavits obtained by the Oklahoma officer details of what Anderson told state agents. According to Anderson's alleged confession, listen to this. He went to Blankenship's home across the street from the Pye residence and broke in. Anderson stated that he entered the home by using his shoulder to break into the back door. One affidavit states, Anderson killed a white female in the home and removed her heart. Anderson then cooked it at the Pye home and tried to make Delcy and Leon Pye eat the heart before he attacked them. The second affidavit alleges Anderson told agents he cooked it with potatoes to feed his family to release the demons, the Oklahoman reported. To release the demons. He cooked the heart with potatoes. Oklahoma parole charged in gruesome triple slaying. Anderson was released from prison a few weeks before February 2021 attacks. He was among more than 800 Oklahoma inmates whose application for commutation was considered in January 2020 as part of a state law that took effect in November 2019. The law changed guidelines for some drug and property crimes, making hundreds of inmates eligible for an accelerated commutation process, according to the AP. A grand jury investigation found that Anderson was mistakenly placed on the communication docket in August 2019, a month before. The communication board rejected his request. In order to submit a request again, Anderson should have been required to wait 3 years. However, the board recommended his commutation after a second request, and it was approved by governors. This is crazy. This is absolutely insane. That's where we're at now, folks. Oh, boy. Wow. Folks, I'm going to be with SGN on tonight on the General's Tent. It's going to be fire. Go to ninoscorner.tv, sign up, get on the General's Tent. Every month, we're going to have a different general in the General's Tent. We'll have SGN on, we'll have Juan, we'll have 107, we'll have Ghost. We'll have different people, folks, depending on when they can do it. It's going to be fire. It's going to be absolutely insane. You get to interact with us. It'll be me and SGN on tonight, and we'll take questions. Everyone's questions will be asked and considered, and we'll talk it through, and we'll war game together. All right, folks, I'm out of here. I will see you Wednesday. Wednesday. And the new heavyweight champion of podcasting. Yeah! And the black sheep of broadcasting, baby. See you at ninoscorner.tv tonight. We will be sending out emails shortly. Thank you.